brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is the Lord's words at the Last Supper. What the Lord spoke on the night before His crucifixion is extremely important. Firstly, He set up a lifelong love feast for us, the breaking of the bread in remembrance of Him. Secondly, He told us that He would never leave us. The Holy Spirit will be sent, and we can be the closest to Him. Thirdly, the Lord taught us how to live with Him, which is to enjoy the blessings of abiding in Him. Besides knowing these blessings, we also need to practice godliness so that we can always be heart to heart with the Lord.
It is very precious that the Lord Jesus, during the Last Supper, set up a lifelong love feast for us, which is to break the bread in remembrance of Him. Our remembrance of the Lord is different from a memorial of a person who passed away. The Lord is living. In our break bread meetings, the Lord is very eager to disclose His heart to us, reveal His love toward us, and make known the Father in our heart. He established the new covenant. On the night before the Lord was crucified, He explained to His disciples about this new covenant more exhaustively than the explanations from all the other prophets in the Bible. The infinite Lord, by His blood, established the most beautiful, blessed, perfect, and eternal love covenant for us. He also brought the greatest satisfaction and deepest union for Himself, the Father, and for us. The Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit have embraced all their beloved ones to their most beautiful and loving hearts. One day, we will all go to New Jerusalem, a place prepared, designed, and built by God for us. New Jerusalem is the most marvelous place in the universe. The city is full of love, and everyone lives in perfect unity. It is so precious that the Lamb is the light for the city. The city is illuminated by God's glory. The city itself is the Holy of Holies. The Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are deeply united with us and live in us. Before leaving His disciples on that night, the Lord knew their needs. He told them that He would not leave them as orphans. How warm and comforting were those words! He let His disciples know that He would be physically away from them. They should be more joyous because He was going to fight the battles and would gain the glorious victory of love. He would ascend to heaven. The Holy Spirit would come and bring forth a new era. This new era is the age of the new covenant, which has been established by His blood. It is a glorious new beginning. God's family has appeared. God's love dream has come true. The Lord told His disciples that it was to their advantage that He went away, because the Lord could be closer to them. They would enjoy the Lord even more, and hence they would be more glorious. They could enjoy the Holy Spirit and the Father. The Holy Spirit came, and they could cry out, "Abba, Father." The Holy Spirit led them into Abba's love and affection, and helped them to continue to know the Father. The Holy Spirit also glorifies the Lord Jesus. Abraham's servants brought Rebekah to Isaac, Abraham's beloved son. In the same manner, the Holy Spirit has brought us to the Lord Jesus, the Father's only beloved Son. The Father has given us to the Lord as the Lord's most compatible and eternal darling. In the book of Acts, the spirit of the disciples was lifted up to a new level, far greater than that of Old Testament times. Their spiritual understanding was far more advanced than before. Christ is the hope of glory in the heart. Christ becomes their life. Furthermore, the Lord also told us that after His ascension to the Father, how He would live with us and how we could enjoy His all. What is the key? The parable of the vine and the branches is the key. It is so precious that we are united with the Lord. We live in Him, and He also lives in us and works in us. we enjoy the peace and nourishment from Him. We have joy and contentment in our hearts. Most importantly, we can enjoy the Lord Himself. Abide in me, and I in you. This verse does not simply say that He is in us. It also tells us we can enjoy the Lord Himself and His work in us. He will appear to us. We will enjoy the peace from Him and bear fruit. The Lord also said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you." We will enjoy Him speaking in our hearts. In addition, He will reveal the Father to us. He provides all for us. There are unsearchable riches in Him. The most precious is to enjoy Him. The Lord taught us how to live with Him, to abide in Him. I have shared messages about being heart-to-heart with the Lord. My purpose is to help you understand and enter more easily into the truth about living with the Lord. I hope that you continue to practice, and as Paul said, to train yourself towards godliness.